Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee Thomas. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbuquet. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbuquet. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Romano. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cater. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Cater steals second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron takes first base on ball four. Cater moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with Howard covering, for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Conigliaro reaches second base with a double. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Romano reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard bunts towards the mound. Monbuquet fields it and throws to first for the out. Romano moves to third. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Monbuquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbuquet is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla takes first base on ball 4. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Mantilla moves to second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to second for the out. Mantilla moves to third. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Skowron strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Romano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Romano reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-1 in the game. Monbouquet hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Green takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Green. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Green steals second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-0 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Conigliaro hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 2 in the game. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for John Romano. J.C. Martin pinch hits for Ken Berry. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. McCraw steals second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Monbouquet. McCraw moves to third. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Bruce Howard. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw scores. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. J.C. Martin now catching. Tommy McCraw now playing center field. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0 for 2 in the game. Monbouquet hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Green hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Monbukett covering, for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mantilla hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson pinch hits for Al Weiss. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.